I've got, of course, my favourite librarian. I mean, they're always my favourites when they come in. And I've got a question for a librarian. I always say, make a librarian smile, ask her a question. Or him. Him. I haven't come across many him librarians. We don't seem to have them over here. And what else have I got coming in? I've got Gary, who is the manager of the Health Trust. He's coming in to have a chat about what they do. And then somebody from the Funny Bones, they've come in to talk about their show on the 22nd of March, which, just in case the listeners need to know, is 5 days after my birthday. And then finally, we're going to talk about hydroponics. And we'll be discussing hydroponics and all the advantages. You don't have to grow plants in soil. No, you don't. You don't have to get your hands dirty. And tying up with the hydroponics, I've got a really home-grown CD here, which will give the person a bit of a surprise, but we'll keep that surprise later. Well, I've got Di in the studio, and she's just dying to talk to everyone. So, hi, how are you this morning?
Good morning. If you're saying I'm your favourite librarian, I guess I have to say that you're my favourite customer.
Oh, gosh. Make good use of the library. Yeah. It's a fabulous service.
Yeah. David so, gets CDs out, of course. I wonder why.
I have no idea. I don't know. So I don't.
He gives us flack every time he comes in. We give him flack.
Only you. I think it was when you changed the over there, and I didn't have to engage so much with you. That's when right. You put the books over the other side, and we got them ourselves.
That's right.
And I missed that engagement, but I've since fixed it.
That's right. I think that's the only reason he takes CDs out, so he has to come to the counter and
that's right.
Have them issued and pay his money.
Pay my fines, because I said that when the notices, that courtesy notice yes. came out, I said that's the end of it. The library fund will shrink. I won't be paying any more fines.
That's right. And actually, you haven't paid fines.
I have.
Yes, I have. Must have been a day.
And I've got a courtesy notice this morning. Don't know what it is. Yeah. But of course, you can go onto the website
that's right.
and renew it.
Yes.
And that stops your fines.
They sent me
a message. Please either return this book or renew it to stop your fines increasing. And I thought, oh, don't they want it for the library?
I know. Well, great service.
It is. It's an amazing. Yes. I love that. I just love going into that site. It's got everything. Yes. It's worth just exploring it just for a bit of fun.
We had a library workshop last week, actually, in the city, and there was four of us all on the boat, and then we had a customer come up to us on the ferry and said, is the library open? Going, you know, it's probably quite a good question, actually, because we're all on the boat.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
I said, oh, yes, it's been run by our casuals. So
they're really good. They're really, everyone that goes in, the casuals, a lot, are really good at that because people are happy going in there.
Yeah. So the workshop we do was about space, whether it's a shop or a library or, you know, any space, any public space. And it's about creating a personality and the customer feeling safe and, you know, wanting to come in, and it's all friendly. And I think even though we're in a very, you know, in a way, a dive of a space, which is, you know, concrete block, needing of a desperate paint, etc., that, you know, people do like us and come in and love their little library, and it is because it does have a personality despite the environment. Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's grown. We were just talking before we went on air, Di and I, about when it was down where the Citizens Advice Bureau was.
Before my time. Wait, yeah, it must be 20 years ago.
It wasn't before my time.
No.
But
anyway.
It's just, you know, it was so tiny.
Mm.
And then, of course, look, I know this is nothing to do with it. It fascinates me every time I go past it. The free library in Ostend.
Yes, in Ostend Road.
And
but it's still used.
Yeah.
Actually, I've never been in there. I should just go and have a wee look.
Yeah, I've gone past it.
Yeah,
it just intrigues me.
Yes.
It sort of feels like Waiheke.
And that's been there for a very long time.
And do you ever come across the books at the bus stop where you can read the book and then take it back?
Yeah, and the adult learners group. They started that, didn't they? They had it one summer where books were dropped all around the island in plastic bags, and you could pick it up and put it back down wherever, and it just moved around.
Oh,
that's
amazing.
Such a neat idea.
But let's get back. See what's happened, of course. They've let me loose on the library every second Saturday. So I have all these things that I have before I
come
in.
Stored up.
Whereas before you guys used to say to me, I won't take very long. I won't take very long. And I go, oh, that's all right. That's let's all right. talk. Get trapped in here. Yeah. You're not getting out easy. Have you got today?
Okay, so today I'm going to touch on one of our databases. One of them that we've just been, alerted to, I mean, they've been there for years, but through the digital library, and of course, if you don't know our website, it's aucklandlibraries.gov.nz, and you click on the digital tab, and then you click on, which takes you to the databases, and then you click on P4, press display, and in there, because, we only have the Herald. And our two free papers here, and of course the Golf News. But in that database, the press display, which is worldwide newspapers, is one of our stats. 54 languages, 97 countries represented, and 2,200 newspapers. And I thought, how perfect, because A, we're a small library, we don't have the funding for lots of newspapers like the Central Library or other bigger libraries in town. We have a very international community on Waiheke, different languages as well. And guess what? If you want to read your paper in China or England or France or, there it is. Yeah, there it is.
I think that's amazing that the digital age. I know we go a bit about people texting all the time and things, but the digital age can bring a lot of wonderful things to you. And it doesn't. Everyone doesn't have to have a copy, and library doesn't have to have a copy.
Yeah, yeah. So on the boat, and so there is an app as well called Press Reader app that the library has put there as well. Because if you've got an Android or an Apple on the boat. Oh, I don't know. Is your Wi-Fi on the boat? I don't know. But if you're within the library Wi-Fi zone, any library in the city, including us, then you can download that app for free. So you'll get the right format if you want to read your newspaper on your little device or on your computer at home or, wherever you are. So if you're overseas, of course, if you want to catch up with the news in New Zealand, you can just do the same thing but in reverse, pick up on a New Zealand newspaper. So I thought that's a lot of people won't know that. And so if you're at home now and you've got a family in Scandinavia, you think, I'll just read the paper today. So you can.
I think that's amazing because that area where you have to pick up your books yourself.
No David service. Reminds us every week he comes in.
And you've got to swipe your own card these days too.
Yeah.
Service is just falling
apart.
I know.
And but it keeps coming back for more.
But that area there, they've got the computers where you can book in.
Yes.
And you've got the little, you've got a lot of packed in there.
Oh,
and then you've got the reading and the reading room.
The reading room.
But people, it's always got people
always
there.
Yes, always busy.
I mean, the library has always got people in it. So it's going to be so wonderful when there's more space. But I think that's a wonderful thing for people to go in there, sit down and have a look at those things, and the library doesn't have to have a copy of everything.
Yeah, it's like the library really with no boundaries. So your library can be in your home, in your office, on the boat, wherever you are, you've got the library at your fingertips really.
Oh, text
cool,
speak,
eh?
You might live down the bottom end, but it's text speak. You're really into it. So that's marvellous.
Yeah.
But I came across something the other day.
Oh, here comes a
question. Lee Childs.
Yes.
And I thought he was a bit, I won't use the word arrogant. I just have, but never mind. Wipe that out. he talked about one of his new novels. I've never read one of his books. I thought Lee Childs was a woman, but never mind. He's a Canadian, I discovered. And they just about bowed to him, the interviewers. They were just about sort of, oh, hero, oh, wonderful man. And he was talking about his books. Mm-hmm. And he seemed to class them as literary fiction as opposed to popular fiction.
Oh, right.
What's the difference?
Well, I've read a couple of his books and he's a crime writer.
He's popular fiction.
Yes, but I think he does write quite well and his writing's quite tight, it's, and people who are, literary, they will read him as well.
Oh, I see. So there is a little bit of
So he must think, and of course the author himself, he must think, that the quality of his crime writing is maybe up there,
as opposed to that other Englishman whose name I can't remember. What's the guy who's written all those books? Not a Penny More, Not a Penny Less, all those ones.
Oh.
Cain and Abel.
Oh, yes.
Used to be an MP in England.
Of course, don't know.
Went to jail.
Yes.
Yes.
And based in South Africa.
No, he's based in England.
Went to jail.
Yeah, he went to jail for a while. Yeah, he wrote books about... Anyway, he's probably popular fiction.
Yeah.
I can't remember him. His little face. He's got a little face.
Yeah, the name's on the...
I know. But that's all right. You can't know everything. It's like I do a jazz show and I'll be at a function or like at the jazz that's going to be on Little Lonnie Roa tonight.
Yes.
And I'll be there and they'll be I'll hear this discussion and they'll go, David, you'll know this. And I think,
oh,
help. I hope it's something I do know, because people assume because you're a librarian, you know everything.
Yes, that's right.
Or you do a jazz show, so you know all about jazz.
That's right.
And I say, of all the jazz things, that's the only thing I don't know.
Is everything.
So, yeah, I was just interested that because some of those literary interviews, book reviews, there's some very good, there's some very clever people.
Oh, I'm always amazed at authors how they can actually create this story.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they
phenomenal.
Do it. How do they
how
think
they know it's going to end and how they bring in characters and when it's just mind-boggling. It's just I really admire skill.
I'm a great fan of the BBC and I was listening to the BBC this morning. Went back to sleep and nearly slept in and missed the show. Which some people might say is a good idea. Because I did the breakfast show once, and next thing the breakfast boys are back, so I said that was my job to make sure they got back. But they talked about, what did they talk about? You see, I talked too much and forgot what I was talking about. It was on the BBC, and they were talking about, and it's completely gone, but it was about books and it was about creative writing classes.
Right.
How one guy who takes one doesn't really see the value too much, because some people think they'll go on a creative writing course, then they'll be able to write their novel. We're all supposed to have one novel in us.
In us.
Have you written yours yet?
No, I'm not going to write a novel. I'm going to write nonfiction.
Are you?
Yes.
Then it'll have to be true.
That's right.
I'm not very good at that, as you know. So he said that he takes them, but, you know, he doesn't recommend them to everybody. Because if you can't write, he doesn't think that if you can't write, you can be taught to write.
Yeah, and there's lots of people who have written books that haven't gone to creative writing classes.
And they stun me.
And then I'm reading a book at the moment, thinking about that. I might write a book. It's called You've Got a Book in You. That's the title of the book. And I have I don't know who the author is actually, but I've taken a few of those types of books out how to write a book. And this one really resonates with me because she's not too precious about the whole process, and it's just like, oh, and so I'm going to buy it actually.
That's what he said. People got too precious, and they said the first day they went to the creative writing course, they started acting like writers and how writers would be, and he just thought it was a whole lot of junk. But of course, he makes money out of running the creative, writing classes. So I thought, oi boy, you better watch yourself, you'll do yourself out of business.
Yeah.
But it was very interesting about
The new library is going to be great for that because we've got these spaces, you know, where you can actually have, you know, a writer's class or an extra book club or, there are spaces that's it's kind of cool because we've got it designed so that people in the public, you don't have to be a member, you know, it's a community space. And the books are there, of course, but it's also about groups using it, community groups using it for their own purposes and sharing it. And so having a writer's course too is going to be possibly one of the things we do.
It's going to be very exciting, all the possibilities.
Exciting,
like a real shot in the arm.
Yeah, hopefully a lot more people in our community will join, you know, will actually become members and use it. Because
I think people will come up.
Yeah.
Because I suppose they come up now and I mean, I go because of the information I can get and the smiling librarians. But I do, whereas some people like the sort of big areas and they like to look at things.
Yes.
And that library there, after looking at it last night, it'll pull the punters.
Yeah, and yes, I think so too. And the whole artworks area, the courtyard area, is very connected with, you know, large overhanging verandas, and it's just going to be a very cool meeting place. And you've got it's not far, you know, the top of the boundary at the top where there's a stunning view right down the coast. You know, people probably sit up there, hang out up there, sit down.
You can actually see that view to begin from artworks.
Oh.
from the door. You can see a view. So imagine what it's going to be like when you go up there. I think this is so exciting. I'm so looking forward to it.
Yes, me too. And 7 days a week is going to be awesome, you know.
7 days a week?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to have to work on a Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. Duh. What a week. So I better see you every day.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. And I think hopefully that'll be used by, you know, as a hangout place for teenagers, and we hope to make it, you know, so they will want to hang out, and kids and families, and often, you know, families, Sunday's a good day for families to come, or, you know, the working parent to come with the kids, or,
well,
you know,
gone are the days when I was young, when there was hardly any shops open on a Saturday and parents didn't work that much.
Yes.
I mean, Saturdays is just like another day. Of the week, but it never used to be.
That's
it was
right.
A day when you had time off. So Sunday, I mean, people do have to work a whole... That's the only thing I don't like about our society at present, is that we have to work so many hours.
Very work-focused.
It's very hard.
Yeah,
and people need to. Gone are the days when, like, my father went to work. My mother stopped working, and although she did her own business at home, she didn't work for a long time. And there wasn't the need. But now, two incomes, and it's...
We've
changed a whole lot.
Yes.
I'm getting old, you see. It's my birthday on Monday week.
Oh, and you will
I've got the last... I'm the last one of that decade bracket.
Right.
69.
69.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
No.
I don't look it. But can you imagine what's going to happen the year after?
Mm.
I'm going to have a big party.
Right, and all the librarians will be there.
All the librarians will be. Hey, we'll have a literary party, and it won't be fiction. And we'll have it at the library. Oh, thanks, Di. It's a lot
of
fun.
Anyway, lovely chat.
Yeah,
thanks,
David. It's really good to see you. And I just hope that people, you know, really do
embrace
the library, because it's a fabulous tool.
Fabulous service, honestly.
Mm. And just, one of your librarians said she laughed. She said, "I think you had a quiet Saturday night." And I said, "Why?" She said, "Look at all the books you've ordered." And she's right. If I'm at home, I'm quietly, I'll go in and have a look and see things.
Yes.
And because you've got wonderful stuff, what I like is the first of every month, up comes all the new books. And the new DVDs.
Yes.
And the new CDs.
Because you have subscribed to that, haven't you?
No, you don't need to. I just go in there.
Oh, you just go in there, okay.
And I just go in there, and they're all there.
Yes.
And I mean, they might get 60 books on it might be 60, but they'll get 30 books on architecture.
Yes.
Self-help, they'll get 50 books.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of books, they get a lot of books.
Yeah, but it's 55 libraries, though.
Yeah. But, you know, they all come in, and so you can get an amazing range of brand-new books, and it's pretty quick.
Yeah, and if you go to the library, that's another area probably that lots of people don't realise that they can access, you know, like the new lists.
Because you don't see them, because they're elsewhere. Yeah. And also a little trick, although if you want to, that one, What's Hot.
Yes.
And you pay your money and you get the book immediately.
Yes.
What you do is you see that. If you see it, then you go and reserve it.
That's right, exactly.
And that's a quick one.
Yes. And lots of people do that. But why not?
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, it's all about beating the others to the books. Because if you look at the popular books, you might be one of 6,443,000 if it's a Lee Child's
book, right,
no literary fiction.
James Patterson.
Oh, is it popular?
Oh, he's always space on that shelf.
I'm not
every
a big,
single one of his.
I'm not a big
fan of his.
I'm not a big fiction
crime
reader.
I
don't like crime. People die in them. I'm into Mansfield Park and Jane Austen at present.
Oh, right.
Reading a whole lot of Jane Austen books. I love it. So I'd love to be around
that. Are you showing your
time.
Age, David?
No, I just think I'd like to be around that time. But I'd want to be rich. I think in any time you need to be rich.
Yes.
Okay, Di. Okay, lovely. Thank you very much for coming in.
Kia ora.
And I'll see one of the librarians. I think that you come in again at the end of the month. Someone comes in, a second and fourth.
So every fortnight.
And so I'll be seeing someone the fortnight
after. I guess Julia was going to have a turn.
It's just lovely to see. Yeah. Julia comes in and you all have different emphasis
completely.
On things. And it's lovely.
Yes,
I think it's a great little spot. Instead of being just a couple of minutes, I'm stretching it out and you'll be late back. It's
no,
my
it's
fault.
Fine. No,
okay,
cool. Thank you.
Lovely to see you. Okay. Have a lovely
nice
week.
Day. Okay, cheers. Thanks, David.